Daf Kufnon Gimel Amaral. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, but Rabbi Yehuda Rashilas was the name of Rav. From the Hesper of a person, you can tell if he's been on Haba or not. Gemara says, we see Rav said to Shmuel Yeshilas, warm up the Hesper over there. So the Gemara says, when it means over there, it's not a kasha. That if the people say Hesper and they taka start crying, then it's an Elok Abirzen. And if it's Mechaman, they don't get warmed up and they're not. Abai said, Rav, Kagamar, everyone hates him from the least because he's such a Tamachachim. And such a tzaddik, who's going to cry? And you said, as long as you and Rabbi Baruch Hanan is enough. Rabbi Leza asked him, Rabbi, who's been on Rabbi? He said, as nech l'shmadov mechrecha. Name, that's the derech l'chubay kisamidim chisish chisasmi chisish chi tasmidim. Rabbi Chanin said, whoever who is rebbe's are happy of him. Sivcha b'shuka saved them. The Nekalila said, do things in front of your bed. So the people will be masked. The Yehuda said, do things that they'll say behind your bed. It's not a machlaikas. Each time, one time they did in front of the bed, one time they did the Hesper behind the bed. Then Mishnah Beza says, you should do tshuva one day before you die. It says, Tamid Esav Beza, the person know when he's going to die. And said, Avadi, you should do tshuva today because maybe you'll die tomorrow. And Mela, all his life will do tshuva. And Yiv Shlem said, it's chachma, chala esi yubi gadech levenu, shem al reish chal yechsa. Rabbi Yechon Zaka said, it's a Moshe, the person that invited the slaves to Suda. Didn't tell them a time. The wise people of them they put on nice clothing set by the entrance of the king. They said, well, the king has lacks food. They can do invite us in a second. Tipshu Shabahen went to their work and they said, what? There's a suda, you have to do a tircha. And suddenly the king said to his slaves, let's go, come. So the wise ones went in while they're nicely dressed. And the tipshu went in while they're dirty. The king was happy to pick him and he was angry against the tipshu. He said, those that design themselves for the suda, they should sit and eat and drink. Those that are cautious should stand and look. The son-in-law of Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir, said, even they look like they're Meshamshin. Both are sitting. These sit and eat, and those are hungry. Those sit and drink, and those are thirsty. It says, Kohem Hashem, Hine avdi yoichel v'atem teravo. Hine avdi yishtu v'atem titzmi be thirsty. Hine avdi yoronim v'sing v'tov le v'atem tzak v'scream. V'rach v'chalitz v'dech l'vein, they're wearing tzitzel shem reshkel al-yechsel, tfilm hadan ha-chashayel. Someone, Friday afternoon, it's late. He's on the road, he can give his purse to a goy. That's the preferred way. If there's no goy, puts it on a donkey. He got to the outer courtyard, he takes the kelim that are allowed to move on Shabbos, and those that are not allowed to move on Shabbos, he opens up the rope and the bags fall off by themselves. Why would the Chum matter to give a purse to a goy? Because Chum knew that a person can't hold himself back on money. If you're not going to be matter, we'll come to carry down on Shabbos. But also, Dafke's wallet, but if he found the object, not. Sheet it says kisa. I would think who wouldn't even see it. This is says kisa because that's the norm for mashman. Midafka didn't, if the mitzia didn't come into his hand, or if it came to his hand, it's like his purse. So the Rabbi asked the question, mitzia that came to his hand, was halacha, since it came to his hand, it's like his wallet. Maybe since he wasn't matrichin, it's not a wallet, then we're about to take it. If there isn't a guy with him, Dafka, the reason is because there's no guy with him, but if there's a guy with him, he gives it to the guy. What's the reason? A donkey mitzvah on shvisan. Guy, you're not mitzvah on shvisan. A chamor, a chereshet to the cotton. Put on the chamor. Chereshet v'katan, you don't put it on it, because these are people. And these donkeys are not people. Chereshet, give it to the shaita. Shait v'katan, to the shaita. Gemara asks, what about a cheresh v'katan? According to Rebbez, no shayla, because if Yitzchak said the name of Rebbez, the Trumas cheresh is not considered, it doesn't go out to chum, so maybe he has a das. Because the stuff, questions according to the chum, because we said, five and I will give truma, they give truma, the truma is not a truma. Chereshet v'katan. And someone takes a truma, sometimes it belongs to him, and a goy does turn something belongs to a Jew, even with a shus. His truma is not a truma. What? So what's the lachdu? Give it to the cheresh because a cotton will get to the day das. Or maybe he gives the cotton because a cheresh might come to think that he can give it to a gadol. So once says some say to the cheresh, some say you give it to the cotton. If there isn't not a guy, not a donkey, and not a cheresh, not a shaita, not a cotton, what's the din? Yitzchak said another thing, they can have another advice, the chum didn't want to be megalot, what's this other thing? That he can carry it less than dal nas. Why didn't the chum want to be megalot? Because a kavod hakim has to dovish high things and kavod hamachum is chakarda with the searcher. And what's the cover that came here? Because it might come to carry down the Shusram. Lent the Rice of Blessings, and that day of Yud Chazdawa, they piled up a lot of sod. So it's a good thing. Shua says that day they wiped down the sod and made too many exams. Moshe of Blessings, mother of the day, with a box that's full of gourds and pumpkins. A person can put in mustard seed, it still goes in there, still room with it. Moshe of Shua is the opposite. The person has a pitcher full of honey, and he puts in pomegranates, walnuts, and now the honey spills over. Tana said, any manachi puts it on a donkey. Ayes b'chamen, and Teres says, Hasekha malacha. Rather, Rav Hava says he puts it on while it's walking. Ah, it's not shy that it stops to go to the bathroom or go to the bath. Number one, number two. And made his akira. Now, this is when it goes, he puts it on. And when it stops, he takes it off. So he wants to, so then even he can do the same with a man. So Papa says, whatever, with the goof itself, Yechai v'chatas, then v'chaveira, v'potrav l'asr. But whatever is v'chaveira, is potrav l'asr, by v'chamar, then v'chamar will be mutar gadchim. So Rashi explains, meaning if he carries Dal Dan Shus Rabin, even if it's Oikam Ma'aretz, he's Chayiv, so then he can't do it. But if it's on his shoulder, already from Ariyanta, then it's okay. The other Rabbi said that if he had a bundle lying on his shoulder, he runs, he puts underneath it until he gets to his house. Dafka runs, but he's walking slowly, not because he might come to do an Akira. There's no hacker, he might come to Akira or not. He says, so when he gets to the house, he has to stop, and he's bringing it to Shus Rabin Shus Yachutz. He says, he throws a Kalachiyah. The Rambam Chacham said, "Someone's mechamer after his baby on Shabbos on Shoydis Chayav Chatas." Amazing chaskir. What's the reason? Rambam said because Bosi Basas Chabloch Atav Emtachal. Behema is just like you, just like if he did a Shoydis Chayav Chatas, amazing Chayav Skila. So to his behema, also Shoydis Chayav Chatas, amazing Chayav Skila. So Rambam said, "I got two arguments. One, it says Torah Chsi Lachem Ma'aseh B'Shkava. Whenever Shitas We Adam, when we compare Kol Torah Kula to the Zohar, just like with the Zohar that he did a Ma'aseh B'Gufa, here too he does a Ma'aseh B'Gufa. Also, we learned the Mishnah Chalas on Shabbos something Chayav on Shoydis Chatas." Amazing skila is mashma. There is something. Not chayav al shayi chatas and then skila. What is it? Mechamer. Moses says no. It's either tchum according to Kibi holds not chayav on it, or havara because according to Rebbe it holds havara. The lavyatz is the end of daf kuf non gemal.